Hello, everyone. Welcome along to the Aussie Build and Construction Chat Show, podcast, whatever you want to call it. This will be very interesting. This is episode one. Start from the top. This is a bit of an introduction episode. I'll talk to you about a few things. But first off, my name's Travis. I live in Wynnum in Brisbane, Australia, in Queensland. I'm 32. I'm married and I have two kids. I have two boys, a 2.5-year-old and a 3-month-old. Life is crazy. I've lived in Brisbane most of my life, not here in Wynnum, but I've lived in different parts. Basically all my life. I've been in the building industry for about 15 years. And that's kind of a funny thing for people to say, because some would say it's only been 11 years, but I like to include my apprenticeship as a carpenter because, well, I'm in the industry. I mean, I might have been learning, but at least I was doing stuff. You know what I mean? So I recently just received my low-rise builder's license here in Queensland, and I run a company called Travis Lee Constructions. I run that with my wife, Melinda, and so things are busy at the moment, trying to get work, trying to get jobs, trying to get contract work, which is more difficult than what I used to. As a subcontractor, I'd work for other builders. Now I've got to actually go out there and try and find my own work. So it's difficult. So you probably think, well, why are you doing a podcast if you should be working or trying to get jobs? Well, I enjoy talking to people and getting their viewpoint on things. So I've met a lot of builders recently, gone to different building workshops and spoken to a lot of people about how they started their businesses, their construction companies. And I found it very interesting, the different things that people have said, the different viewpoints, the different ideas they had, the time frames it took. I mean, a lot of people, some people took years, like 5-6 years before they really felt like they were making a profit. And others were able to do it in 2 years. So it's something like just learning the information, reaching out to people. That could be other builders, these business coaches I've been to a few, different suppliers. It's interesting meeting the suppliers and the reps and all the different ways that they try to sell their products. Even the industry giants, you know, some of these big builders, if they'd ever like to come on the show, I'd love to interview them and find out how they go about their business. It's just something interesting. I find it interesting, and I think maybe that you will too. Because I'm just starting out a business, starting out a building company, sort of a way to document my journey and my family's journey and to see where we end up. People want to advertise, they want to market themselves. And I feel like if you get to know me on more of a personal level, then you kind of get to know my company too. At the moment, I'm not much of a company. I basically work by myself. I ran Travis Lee Constructions for the last 10 years by myself. I subcontracted to other builders. I did a little bit of client carpentry work on the side. So this is a bit different. I've got to actually think about employing people, trying to build up something. So hopefully you find that interesting as a listener. And not just, about our story or our journey in this building industry, but to just find out some more information from other people, even if that's architects or other designers, other builders. We'll try and talk to as many as we can over the lifespan of this podcast. I don't know how long they'll last. This may die after this episode, for all I know, but I will try. I will try and do this continuously and see where we go. So another reason I really thought about doing a podcast is that I enjoy podcasts myself. I listen to a lot at work. I find that it just keeps you thinking. If you're a carpenter listening to this, you know that there's times where you're just not thinking. You just work. It's monotonous. You're putting in your 17th door frame for the day. and you're cutting another piece of skirting, it's just, it can really get to you. So listening to podcasts, I think it's a bit more than a bit better than music in the fact that we can learn while we're working, put something in our head that actually makes us think, makes us move forward. And I like to listen to, I mean, I've been listening to different building podcasts. There's one in America called The Leading Edge, and I really find their content interesting. They talk to different people, different suppliers, different marketing leaders, and these types that can really help you feel confident in what you're doing. I mean, that's the only reason I'm doing this. I never would have before. I've never thought of doing something like this. But yeah, the only way you can move forward really is to step out of your comfort zone and just try something weird. And hey, if you've ever sat in front of your computer talking into a microphone like I am now, you know that'd be weird. I mean, this is the second time I've tried this, to do this, talking. And I mean, not talking, I've talked before. I know how to speak. But yeah, talking into a microphone, trying to sound natural, you know, it's just a weird, it's a strange feeling. I've only just recently got into vlogging myself on Instagram, and I find that strange as well. You're just talking into your phone, but you got to act like people are listening to you. It's good to get feedback from people to say that, yeah, they are listening, but it's a strange feeling, and it's something that you have to kind of push through. And yeah, hopefully this works out. Hopefully you enjoy it. Hopefully a lot of hopefullys happen. That's basically it. I want to share our story, our journey, our building industry here in Australia. It's open to every part of Australia. And if you're in another country and you have something to share, feel free. I don't mind. It's always good to hear from everyone. Everyone's got sort of the same things going on in their lives. And yeah, we might be separated by water, but we're all in the same life together, really. I'm getting way too deep for this, aren't I? All right, so I'll just share a few more things. Where we're at as a business, as I said, we've been doing carpentry work for 10 years. Now, doing supervising work for other builders and now being able to take on my own building work, it's kind of at that point where you got to decide, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to go down the renovation route, or am I going to try to do new builds, or am I going to move to commercial, or try to find a niche market of some kind? That's what everyone talks about, is finding that niche market that's going to get you and drive everybody to want you. So yeah, hopefully I find something. I don't know yet. I've done a lot of renovation work. I did 6 years of bathrooms, just straight up bathroom renovations for 6 years. Now, you get a lot of experience in doing bathrooms, but I also kind of get over it. So I don't know if that's where I want to go. I can do them, I can do them quick, but is it really what you want to do? I won't say no. If you want a bathroom done, let me know. But I want to find something to build, or something to, a building company that I really want to depend on, or not depend on, but to love to do. I want to be able to go to work, meet people, and really help them enjoy what we can create for them. So I just have to figure that out, figure out where we're going to go. So this is a good start. Maybe I'll get some suggestions from people and build from there. But I always think about different ideas, different things that we can do to be a little different. Have you ever gone to like a shopping center or a mall, as you call it in America, and they've got some... I always find that in the escalators areas, the walls have always got this amazing architecture to them, some design, whether it's a perforated steel wall or it's some type of paneling that just I've never seen before. The commercial industry always seems to have these amazing flair to them. And if you're in the commercial industry and you do those kind of work, You guys do an amazing job. It really looks good. But I would love to bring that, and I'm sure that there's people out there that have already done this. I'd love to bring that to the residential market. And I think having that mix of commercial, because there's already like that industrial look that people get in their homes, but having that commercial kind of just difference to a residential home, I reckon it would give it a little bit of, well, it would, I don't think it'd be as harsh as residential. It might give it a nice little softening of some of those newer architectural straight line buildings that everyone's doing. So that's something I've thought about, just trying to figure out how to add that into some designs. I'll just spitball about a few things and see what happens. So that's basically it. This is the Aussie Build and Construction Chat. I hope you have a great day, and I'll see you next time. Bye.